Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. I am with Kelly Floyd, who is an occupational therapist and assistant manager at Rehab Services here at Vanderbilt. And today she is going to give us some information about how to help our loved ones that are getting a little older to be able to stay home and be independent. First, what are some simple modifications that families can make at home to help their loved ones be more independent or remain independent?
Well, there are several different levels of home modifications that someone can do, from the most simple with adaptive equipment all the way up to doing modifications like ramps or doorways or bathrooms. Some of the easier ones would be installing grab bars for safety in the bathroom, around the shower, the toilet. You can use them on beds to help to pull up if they're having trouble getting in and out of bed. Other bathroom equipment would be things like a bedside commode or a raised toilet seat. There are tub benches and tub chairs that you can put into the shower so that someone doesn't have to step in and out of the shower, and that helps to prevent falls, particularly if someone's got some lower body weakness. Lift chairs will help with people if they're having trouble standing from a low surface, from a low chair. It raises up and helps them into standing. There are easy adaptive equipment aids for your activities of daily living, such as sock aids, weighted utensils, lots of different options for feeding and dressing, button hooks, zipper pulls, elastic shoelaces if your loved one is having trouble getting dressed. There's items such as pill boxes. If they're forgetting to take their medicine, you can set it up a week at a time. There are fancier levels where they will talk to you and remind your loved one to take their medicine. It will actually speak at the given time for the medicine and say, "It's time to take your medicine, Mr. Smith." You can rearrange cabinets and shelves to where there is less bending and reaching, which will help to prevent falls, putting things shoulder level. You can widen doorways for safety to get a wheelchair or a walker in and out of the doorways. You can do ramps to get in and out of the home, all the way to completely remodifying a bathroom for a walk-in shower in order to be able to take a wheelchair in and turn it around, roll all the way up to the toilet. Those are, of course, items that are going to be a little more expensive, and pretty much all of the modifications are going to be out of pocket. Typically, insurance companies don't pay for most of these items. Some of the even simpler things are using written reminders in strategic places, like notes that say, "Take your pills at 2 o'clock. Remember to turn off the stove. Don't forget to eat." Simple things like that to kind of cue your family member to do what they need to do. And then just removing hazards to increase safety, like throw rugs, which make it hard for someone to keep their footing. Slick shoes, clearing walkways, and decreasing clutter. Those are all really easy examples of simple home modification.
Are there services that families can use to help them with these, either nationally or locally?
There are. There's both, actually. Meals on Wheels is a very good example. That is a national service that you can get locally. You can sign up for Meals on Wheels. They typically bring one meal a day, typically around lunch hour, that is on a modified payment system, depending on what the family is able to pay. There is adult daycare in different cities that is kind of like babysitting services in a way for adults. There's an activity center you can go for the day a couple times a week. Most cities and areas have those. You can usually find them in the Yellow Pages under adult daycare. There's in-home services that you can get to help your family member with cooking, cleaning, laundry. One good example is Elder Care Link. They have a site at www.eldercarelink.com, and they will help you out with finding the correct service for your family for free. Lifelines is a national group as well, and they have the system where if you fall, you can push a button and it sends emergency services to your home. If you look up Lifelines, that's available in most major cities. the American Geriatric Society is a national society, and if you go on any of their websites, they will break it down into city and local area and can provide you with home health services. They can recommend physicians. They can provide you with sitters, all the reference information you might need. Silverts is an online website that has adapted clothing, things that can help your loved one get dressed in sitting, help with fasteners, one-handed dressing, and that's accessible anywhere because it's online. You can order from them. Home health, occupational therapy, and physical therapy is available pretty much anywhere. You need a physician's referral for that, and they can come out and do a home safety eval and make specific recommendations for you and your family member on what needs to be changed or modified in the home for safety. And then there's also different assessments that are available that either caregivers can take or the family member can take that will give you suggestions for safety or can recommend if you're no longer safe to live alone.
What are some signs that families can look for to let them know that it may be time to start thinking about finding some help for their loved one, or that their loved one just doesn't need to be living by themselves?
It's really good to pay attention to your loved one's routines, and if they are varying from those routines, being sure and going to their home on a regular basis and seeing if there are changes that are not typical for them. Things like stacks of unopened mail, unpaid bills. Is the home more cluttered than is typical for your loved one? Is there a lot of unwashed clothing? Are they tending to wear the same thing over and over again, even though it's stained, and not realizing that their clothes are dirty? Is there a change in how often they are doing their self-care? Are they bathing less? Are they resistant to the idea of bathing? That's a big indicator that perhaps there's something else going on with your loved one. Forgetfulness, more than just the routine, where did I put my keys, but forgetting to take their medications, forgetting appointments. If you've noticed some weight loss recently, it could be they're forgetting to eat or drink. If there's new incontinence issues, that could be either a sign that they are not able to get to the bathroom quickly enough, which would be a mobility problem, or perhaps they are not aware when they need to go to the bathroom. Both of those would be changes and cause for concern. Another thing would be if you notice they are repeating themselves a lot, whether it's the same story, asking you a question, giving you information. If you just notice they are telling you the same thing kind of over and over again and not realizing it, that's another sign that perhaps there needs to be a little more investigation as to what's going on with it.
Do you have any other tips or suggestions for families that are trying to help their loved one stay at home and keep their independence?
I would just say to definitely utilize available resources, whether that's community resources like the adult daycare or bringing someone into the home, or using the resources such as a geriatrician. Sometimes primary care physicians aren't as in tune with changes in the elderly that a specialized geriatrician is. So as your loved one ages and you know some changes going on, it would be good probably to get a geriatric or geriatrician assessment if they don't already have that as their primary physician. Utilizing the services of a social worker who would be familiar with the resources in your area. And then home health services in general, whether that's nursing aides, occupational therapy, physical therapy, being consistent and paying attention to your loved ones, catching when there are changes early and being able to modify the home to make them successful will probably lead to them staying home longer. And then any recommendations that are made for equipment or modifications or changes in their routine, I would just say to be consistent and strong with implementing those, even if your loved one isn't particularly excited about them, because it'll make them safer and help them stay in their home longer.
Thank you for sitting down and talking with me and giving us this great information.
No problem.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.